イタリアのメローニ首相ら各国首脳と積極的にコミュニケーションを取る高市総理。
This is my video update on this Sunday afternoon, November the 30th, coming to you from Sofia, Bulgaria. Let's talk about some news. And before we get to the big news stories for today, remember to like this video if you like this video.Share this video if you want to share this video, and if you want to subscribe to this channel, you are free to do so. The choice is yours, but come on, where else are you going to get the news? And beautiful Sofia, Bulgaria churches, all in one video.I don't think we can enter. Beautiful. All right. Let's discuss what is happening in the news today. And the big story for today is the post on Truth Social from U.S. President Trump.Where he closes the airspace over Venezuela. He shuts down the Venezuelan airspace. Let me pull up the post on Truth Social. To all airlines, pilots, drug dealers, and human traffickers, please consider the airspace above and surrounding Venezuela to be closed in its entirety. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump.The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the United States is rehearsing airstrikes against Venezuela for a possible attack in the next coming days. And just yesterday, I reported that the New York Times reported a phone call.Last week between Trump and Maduro. There are reports which claim that during the phone call, Trump basically delivered an ultimatum to Maduro, exit Venezuela, or else the airstrikes will commence. So it does look like we are at a stage where it is...In a way, a calm before the storm. Today does seem to be a bit of a slower news day. We had the phone call between Trump and Maduro. Yesterday, there was a bit of optimism that perhaps a U.S. strike against Venezuela was not going to happen. Actually, most of last week, I would say there was a bit of optimism that Trump was walking back any kind of military operation against Venezuela. And then we get this post on Truth Social shutting down the airspace of Venezuela. The United States has decided to shut down the airspace over Venezuela. I read a report which said that just keeping the military assets...In the region is costing the United States upwards of $15 billion, $15 billion plus dollars. Lindsey Graham is very excited about a possible military operation against Venezuela. This is what Lindsey Graham posted on X.I very much appreciate and respect the determination by President Trump to deal with the drug caliphate countries that inhabit our backyard, chief among them, Venezuela. For over a decade, Maduro has controlled a narco-terrorist state that is poisoning America, and he has created alliances with international terrorist organizations like Hezbollah. He is an illegitimate leader who has been indicted for drug trafficking in U.S. courts and maintains control of Venezuela by a reign of terror. President Trump's strong commitment to end this madness in Venezuela will save countless American lives and will give the beautiful people of Venezuela a new lease on life. I hear Turkey and Iran are lovely this time of year. Do I even need to analyze or break down this post from Lindsey Graham? Absolutely crazy stuff coming from Lindsey Graham. A drug caliphate, an alliance with Hezbollah. He said that before. He said Hezbollah. He has said Hamas. He's an illegitimate leader, unlike the legitimate leader Maria Corina Corazon. Nobel Peace Prize winner Machado, right? Or Juan Guaido. Juan Guaido was a legitimate, the legitimate leader of Venezuela. Trump said he was the president of Venezuela in his first term. So if Trump said that this guy is the president of Venezuela in his first term, then that makes him the legitimate leader of Venezuela, right? Anyway, Lindsey Graham is basically ordering Maduro to head over to Turkey and Iran. Interesting choice, Turkey, huh? Turkey and Iran are lovely this time of year. Lindsey Graham's ultimatum to Venezuela, possibly before a military operation gets underway. There's a Polish member of the EU, of the European Parliament, who is also excited about a U.S. military operation against Venezuela. An illegal U.S. military operation against Venezuela. This has excited a Polish MEP, Dominik Tarski, who posted on X, "Venezuela tonight, you have been warned." Why is he even weighing in on this? You're a member of the European Parliament representing Poland. Why are you sucking up to Trump in such a way? Why are you sucking up to Trump in such a way over Venezuela? Why? Why this post on X anyway? Very, very bizarre post on X from this Polish MEP. Despicable post on X, I would say, from this Polish MEP. You should be worrying about Project Ukraine and all of the billions and billions of Polish taxpayer money that you funneled to Project Ukraine and the Banderites. I think that should be your number one concern, Mr. Dominik MEP for Poland. Anyway, since we're talking about Project Ukraine, since I mentioned Project Ukraine, let's shift gears and talk about Zelensky and the resignation of Yermak. And the UK Sunday Times, the UK media is absolutely melting down over the situation in Project Ukraine, the resignation of Zelensky's number two, his best buddy, his confidant. Yermak was even closer to Zelensky than Podolyak. There's one person that's probably happy about Yermak's resignation, Podolyak. Podolyak can now become the number two. Hey, Podolyak, now that Yermak's gone, you want to become my number two? Yes, Mr. President, yes. That would be awesome. Anyway, the UK Sunday Times has an article today with the title, "Zelensky's fight for survival is more personal than ever. After losing his most trusted aide to a corruption scandal and growing questions about Ukraine's war strategy, the president faces the prospect of defections." Yeah, the UK Sunday Times is saying that that not only does Zelensky have to face a corruption scandal in the resignation of his most trusted ally, his entertainment lawyer, Andrei Yermak, but it now looks like various members of his party, the Kolomoisky-constructed servant of the people party in Ukraine, might defect and might form some sort of an opposition against the Green Goblin. Just one more headache for Churchill, Zelensky Churchill, to deal with, right? But this time it's personal, according to the Sunday Times. This time it's personal. The first time Zelensky was up against the Putin. It sounds like a movie trailer, doesn't it? First Blood and then First Blood Part 2. Rambo, First Blood Part 2. The first time Zelensky was up against the Putin. I don't need no right. I need a gun. That was the first part of the Zelensky movie. But this time, Part 2, this time it's personal. Oh man, the scriptwriters in London. So the Wall Street Journal is reporting that for the Trump White House, Project Ukraine, a deal with Russia over Project Ukraine is all about money. It's all about business. This is what the Wall Street Journal claims in a recent article. They say that, they allege that Witkoff, he basically told Ukraine, look, what are you going to do with 10 Tomahawk missiles? It's not going to make any difference in the conflict. What you should really be asking for is a 10-year exemption of tariffs. 10-year exemption from U.S. tariffs. That's what you should really be asking for, because a 10-year exemption from tariffs would mean that your economy would boom after we resolve the conflict. That was basically what the Wall Street Journal alleges Witkoff was saying. And the only thing that I have to say about this article from the Wall Street Journal and this claim of what Witkoff said about the Tomahawks and the tariff exemption is what's wrong with what Witkoff said, right? So everyone understands that the Tomahawks are not going to make a difference in the conflict. They're not going to change the trajectory of the conflict. The only thing that they're going to do is that they're going to escalate the conflict between the United States and Russia, escalate towards some sort of a conflict, maybe even a nuclear conflict between the United States, NATO, and Russia if you fire Tomahawks into the Russian Federation. As far as the conflict in Ukraine goes, 10 Tomahawks, 20 Tomahawks, however many Tomahawks the U.S. could give to Ukraine, I believe the number was around 30 that the U.S. was able to allocate to fire into Russia, to Project Ukraine. It wasn't going to make a difference in the conflict, and everyone acknowledged that. Everyone acknowledged that it would not make any difference as far as the conflict in Ukraine and Russia's victory in this conflict. So what Witkoff is saying is accurate. What you should be looking for is some sort of a deal, a negotiated settlement, and then to get your economy back on track. What in this statement from Witkoff, if this is true, what in this statement from Witkoff is wrong? What is wrong about it? Anyway, it's all about money, according to the Wall Street Journal, for the Trump White House. Make money, not war. Trump's real plan for peace in Ukraine. The Kremlin pitched the White House on peace through business. To Europe's dismay, the president and his envoy are on board, or God forbid that Trump would value business over war. Oh, no, war. War comes first, then business for Europe. For Europe, war is more important than business. But war is business. War is a racket. So are you telling me, Wall Street Journal, that over the 10 plus years in Project Ukraine, Biden, Burisma, unaudited $400 billion poured into Project Ukraine, gold toilets, you're telling me that all of the things that were going on in Ukraine over the past 10, 15 years, I remember a speech from Newland way back 10 years ago, right after the coup or before the coup, talking about $5 billion given to Ukraine and Chevron was poking around the Donbass. You're telling me that everything that was going on in Ukraine, it's too long to even list or talk about, over the past 10, 15 years was not about business. It was not about making money. Nope. Nope, that was not about making money. Not at all. Anyway, that's the Wall Street Journal. What they're really trying to do with this article, the goal of this article is to lay the foundation for a post-conflict Ukraine, Democrats winning the midterms, Russiagate scandal. That's what they're preparing, right? And you're going to see a lot more of these articles being published by the collective West media about how Trump was more concerned about doing business with Russia. And that must mean that he's a Putin puppet. And if and when the Democrats take over the House or the Senate, well, then they can go after Trump in Russiagate 4.0. He was doing business with the Kremlin. He gave up on Ukraine and the war in Ukraine and the war against Russia because he's more concerned about making money with Putin. That's what this article is about. So the strike on the two tankers in the Black Sea that I talked about yesterday in Turkey's exclusive economic zone, the Shadow Fleet tankers. A civilian attack on civilian tankers, right? That's what happened yesterday in Turkey's EEZ, their exclusive economic zone, which really damages Turkey, doesn't it? And Ukraine has admitted that they were the ones that hit these tankers in the Black Sea. Ukraine says it hit Russian Shadow Fleet tankers with underwater drones in the Black Sea. Ukraine is taking responsibility for hitting tankers, commercial, civilian tankers in Turkey's EEZ. Turkey's upset, and they should be upset. They should be very upset. This does a lot of damage to Turkey. Turkey cannot protect their waters. They cannot protect the Black Sea. They cannot protect their exclusive economic zone. They can't protect it from Ukraine drones. They cannot protect it from NATO Ukraine drones. What Turkey needs to do is they need to go to NATO, and they need to tell NATO, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing in our EEZ? We're a NATO member, and you guys are attacking oil tankers. So we'll see how Turkey deals with this. Turkey condemns alleged Ukrainian attacks on tankers. Ankara has warned against spreading the war to the Black Sea. Too late. Too late, Turkey. Ukraine, most likely, with NATO sponsorship, seems like they have decided to bring the war to the Black Sea. The dirty war that Alexander talks about. The dirty war that I talked about yesterday, Budanov heading to the United States. At least that's what the reports are saying. Budanov heading to the United States to do what? What is Budanov going to the United States for? So Kazakhstan has also condemned the attack on the Caspian Pipeline Consortium. I also talked about this yesterday, the CPC, which is part owned by the U.S., by U.S. Energy. And they attacked this pipeline as well. I don't know, has Ukraine admitted to being behind this attack? I'm not quite sure if they've claimed responsibility for attacking the CPC. But here you have an attack on a partly owned U.S. Energy infrastructure, right? Yeah, I can't film in here. Would have been nice to have gone in. Anyway, an attack on U.S. energy assets. An attack in the Turkish-controlled Black Sea, an attack on U.S. energy assets. The dirty war begins. They go after pipelines, the CPC pipeline. They go after commercial tankers, the Russian shadow fleet. They blow up Nord Stream pipelines. All of this stuff that they're doing is going to boomerang right back at them. And then the collective West and NATO and Mark Rutte, Pinocchio, Ursula Kaya Kallas, they lecture the world on rule of law, right? Mark Rutte talks about rule of law. The neocons lecture on rule of law. Lindsey Graham talks about the narco caliphate terrorists in Venezuela, right? So let's wrap up this video. Let's do a couple of more news topics and we can wrap up this relaxed, chill Sunday video here in Sofia, Bulgaria. Peter Siarto told Merz to buzz off. Right? He told Merz to buzz off. Merz was complaining that Hungary went to Moscow. That Orbán and Siarto, they went to Moscow to meet with Putin without permission from the EU, without an EU mandate. And Merz was angry about that. So Siarto's reply to Merz is, "We can do whatever we want, man. Just buzz off, man." In a Facebook post on Saturday, Siarto dismissed criticism from what he called European pro-war politicians. "We Hungarians do not need permission or a mandate from Brussels, Berlin, or anywhere else for any foreign talks. We pursue a sovereign foreign policy, and our decisions are determined by national interests, whether you like it in Brussels or not," he wrote. Yeah, who is Merz to tell Siarto where he can go and where he cannot go? To tell Orbán where he can go and where he cannot go? Oh, man. You don't have an EU mandate, EU permission to travel to Moscow. I love the lion sculptures all around Sofia. Very impressive. So that's Siarto telling Merz to mind his own business. Merz is going to up the $8 billion that Germany gives to Ukraine. He's going to increase it to $11 billion. Merz, right after a corruption scandal. A corruption scandal is going on in Kiev. It is bringing down the Zelensky regime. And what does Merz decide to do? he decides to go from $8 billion to Project Ukraine in 2026 to $11 billion. Clown world, man, Mertz. Oh, my God. And he's warning Hungary. And this guy's warning Hungary. Don't you dare, don't go to Moscow. Meanwhile, I'm going to give the Green Goblin an extra $3 billion in 2026, right after a big corruption scandal breaks out, which sees Zelensky's number two having to resign. Mertz. Oh, my God. BlackRock Mertz. Hey, Podolyak. I like this Mertz guy. We get the corruption scandal, and he gives me more money. Go figure. You're right, Mr. President. That Mertz guy is a tool. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's do a clown world. I can't believe it, man. Mertz decides to increase the funding to Ukraine by $3 billion at the worst possible time. Unbelievable. If you don't laugh, you cry. By the way, Mertz, he said that Putin must realize in a speech to Parliament, he said that Putin must realize that he has no chance of winning this war at the expense of the European order, freedom and peace. The European order, freedom and peace. That was 2 days ago. He made this speech a day or two ago. Man, Mertz must not be reading any of the news that is coming out of Project Ukraine. I don't think he's getting briefed on everything that is happening in Ukraine. Unbelievable. So let's return to the British media for our clown world. The Telegraph. They posted an article. When I read this title, I thought this must be from 2-3 years ago. That was my initial thought, because I saw this on X and I was thinking, okay, someone decided to post an article from the Telegraph that was published 2-3 years ago to kind of mock all of the articles that were coming out from the media about how Russia was going to lose this conflict. And I was thinking, okay, this must be an old article. But this article was published on the 29th of November, 2025. 29 November, 2025. I can't believe that this article was published yesterday. I really cannot believe it. The Telegraph published an article with the title, "Russian Troops Sent to Slaughter with No Helmets or Armor. Disposable Soldiers Forced into Meat Grinder Assault, Unequipped as Commanders Face Dwindling Supplies from Moscow." Moscow is running out of supplies. Oh my God. It never ends. Yeah, Moscow is running out of supplies, according to the Telegraph. They actually say that they received video footage from Ukrainian commanders. Video footage shared with the Telegraph. It paints a bleak picture for Russian soldiers in Lyman, in the Donetsk Oblast of Lyman. According to the Telegraph, according to the Ukraine soldiers who showed the video to the Telegraph, the Russian soldiers are suffering high losses. They don't have helmets, they don't have armor, they don't have any of the proper equipment, and that Russia is running out of supplies, weapons, ammunition, and that Russia's ability to sustain its military is declining amid economic problems. We're back here. We're back here. The Telegraph actually says, in footage shared on Telegram, others said they are eating tree bark to survive and that they face extortion from their superiors. Russian soldiers are eating tree bark to survive. And they face extortion, according to the Telegraph. According to Telegram channels that they've seen, by the way. According to Telegram. We just went on some Telegram channels and someone posted that the Russian soldiers are running out of supplies and weapons and they're eating tree bark. Telegram channel said it. It must be true if a Telegram channel said it. Ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. That's the video, everybody. The Duran.locals.com. We're on X. We are on Rumble. And we are also on Telegram. We are also on Telegram. How come the Telegraph is not citing us in their article? We have a Telegram account. Anyway, that's the video. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. Definitely check out our Substack as well. Go to our Locals. I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care.